relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
ReliefFactor.com studios. This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, my friends. For those of you who are watching on YouTube who have issues with bumper music, we are coming in with John Carpenter. Escape from New York, if I'm not mistaken. Welcome back to the third hour of the show. I tell people, you know, you need to read more in life. Most people need to read more, but it's not irrelevant what you read. Nowadays, it is hard to find truly edifying articles or books, but one place where you should all start, if you're not familiar with him, and I'm sure you are if you listen to this show, is, of course, the works of Hoover Institution Senior Fellow Victor Davis Hanson, starting with his fabulous work, The Case for Trump, which I do believe has just come out in paperback, and also his wonderful writings at the website, one of our favorite websites here at America First, AmericanGreatness.com, AmGreatness.com. Welcome back to America First, Professor Hanson.
Thank you for having me.
Is it true the book is out in paperback already?
It is. No, it is. It's been out for a couple of weeks.
Congratulations. Now more than ever, pick up The Case for Trump. I want to talk about your recent article, American Greatness, called Corona Meltdowns, that goes through various constituents in the United States and their response to the coronavirus. But first, let me ask you just a pointed question. Given your strategic bent, your historic perspective, the work that you've done in terms of military history over the ages, national security, does America need, as Speaker Pelosi has demanded, a 9/11 type national commission to investigate the Chinese Wuhan virus?
No, not now. To the degree we would need it, and I can't envision any circumstances in which we would, it would be done after the virus is passed. But you don't, in medias rebus, you don't examine a national challenge when you're in the middle of it. And it would be sort of like examining why, after the Normandy landings, we lost 80,000 in the hedgerows of France, why we were losing 80,000. You don't really have the perspective of time and distance to make those determinations. But that's just a particular objection. More in general, we know what the record in the last 3 years of these commissions or inquiries have been, whether it's the Mueller investigation or the impeachment inquiries, et cetera, or the Kavanaugh hearing. They're not really disinterested. They're ways of trying to emasculate the Trump administration, destroy it before the 2020 reelection bid.
Yeah, political weapons, clearly political cudgels to attack the president. Let's look at the broader challenge that we face as a nation. It seems that many people, commentators, the media, the talking heads, have forgotten what statecraft actually entails. And we have this idea that if you're a health professional, if you're a Dr. Fauci or a Dr. Birx, then you should be making all the determinations as to the future of the country. That's not really why we elect presidents, is it, Professor Hanson?
No. What the president's duty is to have Dr. Fauci and the CDC give him medical advice, and then Mr. Mnuchin or Larry Kudlow give him economic advice, and then his Secretary of Defense and National Security Advisor to assess the strategic implications, and then his attorney general just translate this into legalese. And what you can see what we're getting at, that he has all of these different streams, and then he's supposed to adjudicate depending on the time and the severity of any one criteria, a consensus. And it's not just a medical issue. It's a medical issue that has enormous economic and, by association, health issues as well. Because if Dr. Fauci says to Trump, well, the virus can compromise people with pulmonary or cardiovascular issues or diabetes, and his economic advisor is going to say, well, the worst thing you can do for patients such as that is shut them in the home, subject them to anxiety, stress, preclude their regular visits to the primary and specialist care physicians, and to deprive them of the economic means by which they pay for their health care. So he's got to balance both of those. It's life against life, health against health. And unfortunately, the subtext of this debate that we've been having is that the Trump reelection committee is interested about showing good numbers in the economy because they're greedy and they like money, and the people who are humanitarian are worried only about medical issues. Neither one of those positions is true. It's a caricature of both.
Now let me get to the thrust of your piece, Corona Meltdowns at AmericanGreatness.com. Please, Eric, publish it on our Twitter and our Facebook feeds. This is a question I keep asking our guests, and it's a political one, but it's also a geopolitical and strategic one. We have 209 days until the elections. Given the behavior, the idea that national cable platforms are refusing to cover and to even show the president's national briefings on the coronavirus, with such behavior occurring out of the quote-unquote mainstream, do you believe that the president's response to what is a crushing, crushing contingency with 10 million more unemployed in the last week, could he actually politically profit? Could he come out of this stronger as a quote-unquote wartime president by the time of November, or is that too much to ask?
Well, I think there's a couple of things that are working in that direction, but we won't know. It depends a lot on how quickly he runs the risk of restoring us, at least in a graduated manner, back to normalcy, which I think he's going to have to do in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Yes.
To restore the economy and save lives in the process. But there's a couple of things that are suggesting a scenario, and one is that if his opposition continues to say that Trump and Trump alone is responsible for the outbreak of the virus and the economic damage it entails, and by needs, they're saying that Trump alone, should things improve radically, will get the credit. I don't think they intend that, but that could very well be the case. The second is, so far, the writ against Trump is incoherent. I'll just take two iconic examples, one in which Nancy Pelosi says that Trump is fiddling where people are dying or he's deadly.
Yes.
And yet we know that on the 31st of January, he took a bold step, stopped travel from China. And then 4 weeks later, she's on the streets of Chinatown inviting people to come to San Francisco and openly shop and associate. And it's analogous to Joe Biden saying, A, that Trump's travel ban, I know he denied it, but that's what he said, was xenophobic and racist. And then B, not coming forward to offer a substitute plan, and then C, say now that he would have done it had he been president, and then D, say now he would have done it earlier.
Yes.
That's how you make sense of that is, he was saying if we could collate all those positions, those four positions, he would have to say something like that. Well, I would have had a travel ban earlier from China, but it wouldn't have discriminated against Chinese.
Yes, he would have had one earlier, but it wouldn't have been xenophobic or, as Biden described it,
no,
hysterical. We are talking to Professor Victor Davis Hanson. Follow him on Twitter, VD Hanson. And if you haven't ordered it, you need to order The Case for Trump, which is now out in paperback. In the last 2 minutes we have with you, Professor, one of our prior guests today said the president needs right now to create a economic recovery task force with members of the private sector. Should this be happening today, this week, Professor Hanson?
Yeah, I think he's got his advisors in place that can facilitate that. And I think he's having these meetings, and I don't think it's as dramatic as it sounds. He could just transition into it so that as he has this daily briefing with health officials, he could have the next day members from the private sector and his team address specific questions about how to calibrate a return. I think that would be very easy to do, and I think he's doing it without doing so in such a formal way, but maybe a formal way might be wiser in a public relations sense.
And lastly, once we come out of this, the president said this too will end. Can we envisage a time when America is not reliant on China for anything, Professor?
Yeah, I think so. I think in this very ironic way that this, more than anything, this disaster has proven that Trump was prescient about the disingenuousness, the dangers of China and the reliance on China. Everything that China's done about lying about the origins, the transmission, the communicability, the length of time they knew about it, where it came from, how it got out, it's all been false, and we know that now. And it's even raised the specter that it would cut off supplies to us or that it had monopoly on needed. There's going to be a bipartisan consensus that the government's going to have to return medical supplies, pharmaceuticals, military technology, rare earths. And that's going to be an economic boom, at least in terms of jobs.
Yes. Time to cut the cord with China and bring those jobs and that manufacturing back to the United States. He's the senior fellow with the Hoover Institution, classics and military history professor. His latest book is The Case for Trump. You've been listening to Victor Davis Hanson. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Next, we'll be listening to Secretary Azar here on America First.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
One of the great things about having a national radio platform is that we get access. It helps if you've worked in the White House. We had Secretary of Health and Human Services, Secretary Alex Azar, to talk to us as a member of the Coronavirus Response Task Force, and we need to play some of that in case you missed it. So right now, we're going to play you a snippet of that interview about the president's response, what this nation is doing, and the incredible results that we have already had in just the last few weeks. This is Secretary Alex Azar, member of the President's Cabinet and of the Coronavirus Response Task Force. Let's play the audio. Number one, have we ever seen in medical history a trial vaccine be created 65 days after the first sequencing? And then yesterday, this Abbott Industries point-of-care test that will allow doctors and clinics to test their patients to find out within 5 to 10 minutes if they have the Chinese coronavirus, that machine was unboxed by the president yesterday. Aren't these record-breaking results, Secretary Azar?
Every one of them is record-breaking. So the vaccine trial that you mentioned, our NIH physicians, they invented a vaccine within 3 days after getting the Chinese genetic sequence. And as you said, about 8 weeks later, that went into human clinical trials, the fastest that we know of ever for a vaccine. And then yesterday, the president unveiled the approved Abbott rapid diagnostic test. And this normally, this is what you would get if you go to the doctor's office to get the flu test or the strep test. That took years and years to develop, that rapid test. We even thought when this began and we started working with manufacturers, they said, oh, it'll be 6 to 9 months at best. Instead, in weeks, this has been approved. It's out there. You've got over 18,000 of these units out there in American doctors' offices and in the community for a rapid test result. In I think it's 5 minutes for a negative, 15 for a positive, might be the other way around, but rapid test to get you accurate information about your status. It's just revolutions in the progress of medicine that we are seeing every day in the COVID response led by President Trump and Vice President Pence.
Let me ask you a very tactical question that could have strategic consequences. I know my old bosses. As former strategist to the president, you know, I'm 49 years old. The president at 73, he's like, it's incredible. He barely sleeps. and he outworked all of us in the White House. It's hard to keep up with the man. How is the morale and how is the energy of the people in the coronavirus response team, like yourself, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx? Are you keeping up with the president? Because you must be working every hour God sends you.
We are, and I hope we're keeping up with him. Our energy is strong. Our morale is strong. Every day we see advances that cause us to be more optimistic about the future. Even though we have tough times ahead, it'll be a time of shared sacrifice for us all. The economic impact is real. We care so deeply about what the what's happening to the American worker and what President Trump has done with Congress to bring them relief. This is real. It's significant, but we'll get through this, and we'll get through it well. And every day we get new developments, new technology, new data that show us the reasons for hope.
You are listening to America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald Trump. And we are talking to the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Secretary Alex Azar. Secretary Azar, we are hearing, it's still early days, I know, and we have to be, you know, cognizant of not overdoing it. But we're hearing some very positive things coming out of Italy, coming out of New York, that there seems to be a slowing down in at least the reports of those who are presenting with the coronavirus. Could this be the beginning of what the president and you and the team have called the flattening of the curve of infection?
It could be. What it certainly helps to show, Italy's example in particular, is that these type of drastic and, as I said, sacrificial community mitigation efforts do have an impact. And we hope we're starting to see some of that with the new case identifications in New York. I think it's important for the American public to know, though, that what we're seeing in New York and the New York suburban areas is quite unique in the United States. Now, it's too early to tell if that will be replicated in other communities. But if you look at the epidemiological curves, how this disease is advancing in every other state in the union, you have not yet seen this type of a profile. Now, New York perhaps could be different. They were a bit later to some of the community mitigation efforts. In addition, you have a highly compressed, dense, highly mobile population that makes New York somewhat different. It also has significant European connectivity in terms of spread from Europe, which seeded, we think, a good bit of the United States with travel. And so we'll have to see if New York is an example to the rest or if Seattle and Santa Clara County are the example, which have seemingly blunted a lot of the impact there, as significant as it has been.
Now, I on this show have regularly read into the microphone the president's guidelines that have now been extended for another 30 days. And I've told people you've got to be scrupulous about your source of information. There's so much fake news and misinformation out there. Stick to CDC.gov, WhiteHouse.gov, stick to coronavirus.gov. Where else, Secretary Azar, should Americans be looking to for reliable information about what they need to know?
I think, Dr. Gorka, the site you just mentioned is where you ought to be going to. Coronavirus.gov is where I get my data. That is where if you're going there, you're not seeing data that I'm not seeing. And so you'll be up to speed on what we know, as well as the current guidelines, what to do if you're sick, guidelines for doctors. Everything is there. And you raised a point. There is significant misinformation out there, but also, as you will know well, intentional disinformation.
Yes.
Spread by very malicious actors, some of which are foreign entities probably, and you have to be very, very careful about what you read. So go to authentic sources. Don't read just what happens to float your way on Twitter or Facebook.
Of course, that was Secretary Azar from our interview with him a few days ago. We wanted to send you that reprise because of its importance. That is from a man who is on the cusp. He is right there at the center of the president's coronavirus response team, and he is the person who has the right information you can trust. Every single day, watch the president's briefings. Check out the websites, coronavirus.gov, whitehouse.gov, cdc.gov, and then understand what's happened in just a couple of days since that interview. The incredible news out of New York that it looks as if, finally, the curve is being flattened. the deceleration of new cases being reported in New York's hospitals. On top of that, we've played the video, we've played the audio here on America First. Incredible stories that are no longer anonymous and anecdotal. We have patients who've said their lives have been saved by the drug the president said is a potential game changer, hydroxychloroquine. We have a Democrat, a state representative who said her life was saved because of this drug the president has touted. On top of that, the interview with multiple doctors, one we showed yesterday, who said he has given hydroxychloroquine along with azithromycin and zinc to every single one of his patients. And what happened? They recovered. And in some cases, within hours of the cocktail being administered. The president was right. This too will end. We can do this together. I am Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios here just outside the swamp of Washington, D.C. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Job Creators Network.
I decided, in honor of the late Honor Blackman, I didn't intend that, but anyway, I will be watching Goldfinger again tonight. Rest in peace. What a lady of magnificent elegance and strength. If you are looking for something to watch after you've watched Goldfinger, can I recommend my colleague's new movie? He's called Dennis Prager. I think you've heard of him. And along with Adam Carolla, they have a new movie called No Safe Spaces that has earned a 99% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. That's quite stunning. And we're giving you a 25% discount to stream it, download it, order the DVD. You won't regret it. Adam Carolla and Dennis Prager, nosafespaces.com, promo code SAVE25. I've seen it. It's superb, and I highly recommend it. Nosafespaces.com, promo code SAVE25. There is no bluster. There is simply a statement of fact in this man's bio. He is New England's undisputed talk radio king. He is a friend of America First. We're always excited to have him on the show. Best-selling author of The Brothers Bulger, Howie Carr. Welcome back.
Thank you, Sebastian. I appreciate it.
Exciting news today. Kayleigh McEnany is going to be the new press secretary for the President of the United States. We're going to miss Stephanie Grisham. She's going back to work for the First Lady, for the lovely Melania Trump. And then our friend Kayleigh, who's regularly on the show, is moving from the campaign into the White House. She is hardcore. Howie, as a communications maven, as a professional of the spoken word, how do you rate the president's almost daily White House briefings in the midst of the Chinese coronavirus epidemic?
I love them. And I know some people who are on our side say, could you cut them back a little bit? They go on too long. But I love them. I think that Don Corleone was right. The Godfather, keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Of course, Howie Carr would use a mafia. So, listen, yesterday was this stunning event where a propagandist, a journalist, they've kicked out OAN, a conservative news agency, and a woman who works for a news agency out of Hong Kong, which is run by a retired colonel of the People's Liberation Red Army, is asking questions of the president. And did you see how the president handled that, Howie?
I did. It was beautiful. And she was brought in, of course, Sebastian, as you know, by Jonathan Carl.
Yes.
Why is Jonathan Carl bringing her in? He has a book to peddle. And so the whole point of all these press conferences, as far as these people are concerned, is not information for the American people. It's a gotcha moment that is going to, quote unquote, go viral. And if he can make it go viral, that'll sell a lot of books.
Right.
And, you know, so that's what it's all about. They're all hashtag heroes. That's what they want to be.
Now, hashtag heroes. I love that. Follow this man, Howie Carr Show, C-A-R-R, on Twitter. Did you think, let's take politics if we can, I know it's hard to do so, but let's take politics out of the equation for a second. Did you think that irrespective of party, whether it was a Democrat president, whether it was Obama, Clinton, or JFK, or a Republican, Nixon, Reagan, or Donald Trump, did you ever think that major national cable outlets would say, in the midst of a national emergency, which is in fact a global pandemic, that national carriers would say, we're not going to run the White House press briefings?
Even more amazing, Sebastian, is this is getting the highest ratings they've gotten in years. For CNN, these are the only ratings they get, and
right.
they still want to cut their own throats. I mean, can you imagine, like, if FDR had to answer these questions after Pearl Harbor? What about the sailors on the Arizona? Did your policies of cutting off the oil supplies to the Japanese bring this on? Did you egg them into it? Why do you say the Japanese? Are you referring to all Japanese? You know, coming 1944. When are you going to invade Europe? We demand to know. We need a 24-hour, you know, a 24-hour. I don't know. It just drives me crazy, Seb.
In the last 30 seconds we have with you in this segment, Howie, this is the same question I ask my good buddies again and again and again. Are we condemned to see this kind of behavior forever?
Only while there's a Republican in the White House.
Yeah.
That
is a good answer. You got me there, buddy. Yes, as long as there is a Republican in the White House, they will continue to behave. There's a range. High school children and subversive fifth columnists, really. You pick the character and you put him in the right slot. We're talking to our good buddy Howie Carr. Follow him on Twitter at Howie Carr Show. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you are suffering from daily pain today, can I ask you to try something? It's what I take every morning and evening. It's 100% drug-free. It's natural, and it works. It's called Relief Factor, and as we speak, it is providing relief to tens of thousands of Americans. You can see their testimonials at ReliefFactor.com, and once you see them, you mustn't hesitate. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That works out to less than a dollar a day. What can you get today for a dollar? Perhaps liberation from your pain. I've been taking it for 16 months and I am now pain-free. My lower back pain issue is gone. Don't you deserve to be the next success story? Go now. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Back with the one and only Howie Carr next here on America First.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
You can feel it, can't you? Across the nation, even before we heard these incredible stories of hydroxychloroquine working, saving lives of the fewer and fewer people who are being admitted with coronavirus in hotspots like New York. People decided it's time to get America back to work, and it's going to happen sooner than anyone expected. It is essential that the small businesses, there's more than 30 million of you out there, the backbone of America, get to open up shop again. Our friends at the Job Creators Network want to hear your stories of how the shutdown have affected you. Whether you work for a small business, whether you own a small business, please share your story with them. Go to jobcreatorsnetwork.com. That's jobcreatorsnetwork.com. We are back with Boston Herald columnist, New England's undisputed talk radio king, Hal Weecar, who is doing some great things for the frontline responders in this current national emergency. Howie, tell us what you're doing and why you decided to do it.
Well, you know, everybody is suffering through this thing, if not physically and health-wise, then economically. And a lot of our advertisers, we have a bunch in our New England network, from restaurants, dentists, gun ranges, and hospitals, too. And we just wanted to help them out because a lot of them are struggling. I mean, even hospitals are laying people off because there's no more elective surgery. A big hospital in Boston just laid off 700 people. So we wanted to do something to put all of our people together. So we decided to set this thing up called ER Eats, meaning Emergency Room Eats.
Uh-huh.
And so we're asking people to donate money through us to ER Eats at HowieCarshow.com. Just go to HowieCarshow.com, and you can see it. It's right at the top of the page. And we're going to take all the money. We're donating money ourselves, $1,000 for starters. Matthews Brothers, one of our big sponsors, is donating $1,000. We're going to get some other corporate sponsors. We're going to donate we're going to take the money that's donated, and we're going to give it to some of the hospitals in Boston. We've already, one of our regular sponsors, Newton Wellesley Hospital, that's our first one. But we're going to ask people, hospitals in New England, to you know, just come to us and ask. They can tell us, will they take the money from us? And then they will use it to buy food for the first responders. As you know, Seb, so many restaurants are shut down. I'm working out of Newsmax studios in Boca right now, Boca Raton, Florida. And we get food delivered every day because there's nowhere to go to eat. So we want to give the money to the hospitals. We're not taking anything off the top or anything. We're just going to get the money, give it to the hospitals, and let them go hopefully to our restaurants, but you know, whatever restaurants they want to go to, it's up to them, and buy food for the first responders, because it's you know, it's just a difficult time, and you know, the people on the front lines are being worked to the bone, and they, you know, this is just some way to show our appreciation and give a little back to them.
That's a fabulous idea, collecting donations to provide food, to provide sustenance to those who are working every hour God sends them, to save those who have come down with the coronavirus, or just those who need health care right now, whether it's a heart attack or anything else. They are being worked so very hard. So all they need to do is to go to HowieCarshow.com, correct?
That's all, HowieCarshow.com, and it's right at the top of the banner, and you could read more about it. Donate whatever you want. Whatever you want. And again, we're not taking anything off the top. Everything is just going to go straight to the hospitals. And we already know some hospitals, and it's going to work. I think it's going to work pretty smoothly. No middlemen here.
So go ahead. ER Eats is the name, and it's HowieCarshow.com.
Correct.
Wonderful.
Correct.
Wonderful. You are such a canny observer of all things political, the domestic process here in the United States. You understand why Donald Trump got 63 million Americans to elect him to the highest position in the land. I don't do predictions, and I don't force my guests to make predictions. But what is your gut sense, Howie? We've got 209 days until the election. Is the president going to be punished because of the left-wing narrative out there from, you know, people died because they took aquarium cleaner? Or is he going to be seen and rewarded by even the apolitical voters because he has truly stepped up to the plate as a wartime president? What is Howie Carr's sense?
I'm hopeful that he's going to be reelected, and I don't think there's any enthusiasm out there among any class of people other than maybe his crack-addled son for Joe Biden. I just can't see him prevailing. I mean, people that have run for president as often as he has in history, who were better candidates, have never gotten anywhere on their. Ronald Reagan, I think, is the only guy who ever was elected on his third try.
Yes.
And and I don't think Joe Biden is Ronald Reagan under any
you've got a better memory than I have. So this is a guy who once ran, who was found red-handed to have copied a speech from the second-rate Labour politician Neil Kinnock. Used to live down the road from me in West London. And he had to step down his candidacy. He had to remove himself because of that plagiarism. Well, how is he running now? Did anybody say, oh, that's okay, you can run now?
He was. It's worse than that, Sebastian. He was busted by Mike Dukakis, one of the worst politicians last half century. Right. And Mike Dukakis caught him red-handed and busted him. But he was also stealing from Bobby Kennedy.
Yes!
You know who was an American politician who'd only been dead for 20 years. He was just stealing his speeches.
So second-rate Welsh politicians from England and also dead American politicians. And the guy has the gall to run again. Doesn't that stun you, Howie? Does nothing surprise you anymore?
F. Scott Fitzgerald said many years ago, there are no second acts in American life. Maybe it was true, when he said it almost 100 years ago now, but there are the second, third, fourth, fifth acts in American life, as Joe Biden is proving. Even if you can't remember the lines, you can go out there on the stage every day and make a fool out of yourself.
Check out this man's column, read his books, and listen to his show. He is a straight shooter, a good friend, a great patriot. Howie Carr, and his Twitter handle is at Howie Carr Show. Stay safe, my friend. Look forward to speaking to you soon.
Thanks, Sebastian.
Thank you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We are broadcasting from just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that's different from anything you've ever taken before. It's not synthetic. It's not made of drugs. It's not bad for your insides. It doesn't have negative side effects. And, really crucial, do you know the mechanism of how a regular painkiller works? It doesn't fix anything. It hides your body's capacity to feel pain. It targets the pain receptors. Not Relief Factor. Relief Factor's ingredients, curcumin, resveratrol, omega-3, attack the source of your pain, which is the inflammation. And that's why tens of thousands of Americans are finding relief from it as we speak. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next success story? It's so very, very simple to find out how. Order the 3-week quick starter pack right now. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. It costs $19.95, and I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, you will know by the end of 3 weeks if it works for you like it worked for me. I am now pain-free, 16 months pain-free from my lower back pain issue. Don't you deserve that kind of reward? Try it. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are sponsored by Moral Compass LLC's No Safe Spaces movie.
Yes, indeed. That is a crank that up a bit, Shad. I think that's the kind of music we need from now on. Unless we're doing something really serious, something heavy. We need to rock America. Sorry, guys, on YouTube, it's ZZ Top. Come on, you can tell it's got to have some oomph to it. We need to rock America back into the light. Easter is almost here. The signs of, what do they call it, flattening the curve are everywhere. And then the stories, the incredible stories of the drug the president said could be a game changer. You heard them today. You heard the videos. You heard the stories. That father who was dying and whose daughter took the decision with his doctor to administer hydroxychloroquine. And what happened? He is back. That's the power of America. That's the power of leadership. And on the other hand, what do we have? We have a media. We have politicians who say, but it's untested. Of course it's untested for this, because there is no drug for the coronavirus, the Chinese Wuhan virus. How could there be? It was first reported in December. It's April now, you hacks. But this is a drug that has been in use since the 1950s. And perhaps most disgusting of all, those charges, you heard them today, that the president is promoting this drug because of his desire for personal profit.
You vermin. You absolute scum. Anybody who talks about a generic drug that is not owned by one company that is being made by anyone who wants to make it, being the source of the president's desire to get people to live. I know the man. I worked for him when he was plain old Mr. Trump. I was his strategist, his deputy in the White House. And the thing he wants above all else, I mean, profit? He's giving his paycheck back to you, to the American people. The thing he wants above all else is for you to be safe, for your family to be safe, and for you to prosper. Whoever you voted for, whether you voted or not, if you're an American, if you're here legally, he is here to protect and to help you prosper. I'm Sebastian Gorka. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Hit the notifications bell. Hit it twice so you don't miss a beat. And then check out our website, sebgorka.com, as well as our exclusive subscription service, Gorka's Cabinet. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. As always, watch your six, my friend. Keep your head on a swivel. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.